Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So we're going to talk now about allergies and anaphylaxis. That's not somebody's name. Anaphylaxis is a reaction to certain allergies. Think about the last time you shared food with somebody. Maybe it was a birthday cake, a bag of crisps passed around, a biscuit from a friend's lunchbox. Sharing food is one of the friendliest things human beings do. We do it everywhere in the world, in every culture, every day. Now, for most of us, it's completely safe. For some people, though, one bite of the wrong food can start off a reaction that becomes a medical emergency very quickly. So today we're going to just discuss allergies, what they are, and why there is a new law in the United Kingdom, in England and Scotland and Wales and Ireland. It's changing how schools handle allergies with their students and pupils. And this is why it matters to you, wherever in the world you're listening. Now, I'm not here to worry you. It's the opposite. By the end of the next few minutes, you will know something that could one day help you to protect a friend or a classmate or even yourself. So let's start with the basics. An allergy happens when your immune system, the part of your body that fights off sickness and illness, makes a mistake. It looks at something harmless, maybe like milk or peanuts or eggs, and treats it like a dangerous invader in the body. For me, as a child, it was milk. And we used to be forced to drink milk every morning at school, in elementary school. And milk would tighten my throat and give me bad asthma, so I couldn't breathe very well. And usually I'd have to go to hospital. So when allergy happens and anaphylaxis takes place, the immune system begins to attack it, and that attack is what we call the allergic reaction. Now, for many people, the reaction is not very bad. It could be just mild, like itchy skin or a rash or a runny nose. It's uncomfortable, but manageable. An allergy is not the same as an intolerance, by the way. If somebody's intolerant to a food, their body has a problem trying to digest it, and they may feel full and unwell or get diarrhea or something unpleasant like that. An allergy is different because for a small number of people, the immune system's reaction can be very, very strong, severe. And that severe, that strong reaction in the body has a name, anaphylaxis, A-N-A-P-H-Y-L-A-X-I-S, anaphylaxis. It affects the whole body and it can develop within minutes. The airways can swell and narrow, making it hard to breathe. Blood pressure can drop suddenly, making a person feel quite dizzy, faint, or confused. There might be some swelling of the lips or tongue, a widespread rash, maybe little red dots around the body, or repeated vomiting, throwing up. Anaphylaxis is always a medical emergency. It needs urgent treatment, usually with a medicine called adrenaline, given through a little ejector pen. It's not a pen, but it's a little injector that looks like a pen that many allergic people carry with them. You may have heard of brand names like EpiPen. Around 1 in 5 children in the United Kingdom has some form of allergic condition, and the pattern is similar in many other countries. Almost every school classroom in the world contains somebody with an allergy. It's not a rare topic, it's an everyday one. Now let me tell you why here in the United Kingdom we've changed the law. In 2021, a little 5-year-old boy named Benedict was at a school in England. Benedict had a known allergy to cow's milk, and one day, by accident, he was given food that contained some milk. Benedict suffered anaphylaxis, and despite the best efforts to save him, he died. He was just 5 years old. His school knew about his allergy. The systems that should have protected him didn't work. Benedict's parents could have retreated into their grief and their sorrow, but instead, they spent the next 5 years campaigning, gathering thousands of signatures, winning support from doctors and charities and politicians, and asking one simple question. Why is there no clear national standard for keeping allergic children safe at school? Well, their answer arrived this year. From September in 2026, every school in England must follow new rules known widely as Benedict's Law. Under these rules, every school must have a clear written allergy policy that anyone can read. Every member of staff, from teachers to caretakers to the lunchtime supervisors, must be trained every year to recognise an allergic reaction and respond to it. Every school must keep spare adrenaline injector pens on site, ready for an emergency. Every pupil with a serious allergy must have their own written plan, so staff know exactly what that child is allergic to and exactly what to do. So we have four requirements: a policy, training, spare medicine, and a plan for each child. It's simple and it's sensible, and for some children, it's life-saving. Now, you might be thinking, that is a law in England only, and I live somewhere else, so why does this matter to me? Well, here's why. Laws are local. Allergies are not. The peanut, the egg, the milk protein, they behave exactly the same way in every country. What Benedict's Law really represents is a set of good ideas about allergy safety, and good ideas travel internationally. And there's another reason, and it's about you personally. In any group of friends, any classroom, any sports team, someone probably has an allergy. They may talk about it openly, or they may keep quiet about it, because sadly, some young people get teased about their allergies. There's even a name for that: allergy bullying. And it's one of the most pointless and dangerous forms of unkindness that there is. So the question becomes, if a friend of yours started reacting to something they ate, would you recognise what was happening? So here's what to look for. Watch for their lips, see if they swell, their tongue or their face. Is it swelling? Are they having difficulty breathing or wheezing or a cough that just won't stop? Skin that becomes red and blotchy or covered in little raised bumps? Dizziness or fainting, or a person suddenly looking very pale in colour and confused? And repeated vomiting after they've eaten, they throw up again and again. Any of those signs appearing quickly after food, or an insect sting, or a new medicine, could be anaphylaxis. Now, you don't need to be certain, you don't need to be a doctor, you just need to notice and act. So, what does acting look like? Well, four things, and none of them require any special training. Firstly, it's serious. If somebody says they're having an allergic reaction, believe them immediately. Don't wait to see if it improves on its own, because with anaphylaxis, minutes matter. Second, get adult help and call for emergency care. Tell a teacher, a parent, any responsible adult nearby and call the emergency number for your country. Now, in the UK, that's 999. And when the lady answers or the gentleman answers, say clearly you think someone is having a severe allergic reaction. Third, help them to use their medicine. Many people with serious allergies carry an adrenaline injector pen. And if your friend has one, help them get to it fast. The pen is designed to be simple and the instructions are printed on the side. Adrenaline, given early, is the treatment that can save lives. And then fourth, stay with them. Keep them relaxed, keep them calm, keep them still. Don't let them stand up suddenly or walk around because that can make things worse. Stay with them until that help arrives. Now, there's also a quieter, everyday way you can help. And it may be the most important of all. Respect. Respect your friend's allergies. Never pressure anyone to try a food that they've said no to. Never treat an allergy as a joke and never, ever trick somebody with food. What seems to be like a small prank can genuinely put a life at risk. If you have an allergy yourself, tell your friends, tell your school. Carry your medicine if you have been prescribed it by a doctor. Take it everywhere with you all the time. Knowledge protects you, and the people around you can't help you if they don't know. Let me leave you with this. Benedict loved superheroes. He was only 5 years old, and he should still be at school today. His parents bravely turned the worst moment of their lives into a new law that will protect children they're never going to even meet. And that's what turning pain into purpose looks like. You don't need a law to follow their example. You just need to know the signs. Take reactions seriously. Treat the people around you with care. Because the most important safety system in any school, in any country, it's not a written policy and guidelines on a piece of paper. It's the people who notice and the people who act. So thank you for listening. Look after yourselves and look after each other. Okay, you have the rest of a nice day. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.